There are so many new books about birds coming out month after month that I've pretty much started tuning many of them out. There's a limit to how many books any of us really need. But one new book seems like a great addition to a birder's library, Bill Thompson's new contribution to the Peterson Field Guide series titled The Young Birder's Guide. Although the book is written for kids, it isn't the least bit condescending and makes a wonderfully accessible introduction to birding for grown-ups as well. It covers only 200 species, leaving out many birds that we Northlanders take for granted. But overall, the species choices are good ones, and there are cool and interesting points about them that make the birds more interesting for anyone. Each species is pictured with one or two color photographs and one pencil drawing, often showing an interesting behavior, by Julie Zickafoos. Coverage of each species is on its own page, making it difficult to compare similar species. The peregrine falcon, a bird being seen more and more commonly in cities, is shown only in adult plumage, though people are more likely to spot immature peregrines at close range than adults. Overall, even a pretty new birder would usually prefer a field guide with wider scope. But the information presented for each species is engaging. The identification tips are solid, and each bird has a little wow section with something cool about it. Some are really interesting and solid, but some could have been phrased a little better to make them less anthropomorphic. For example, I'm pretty sure great-crested flycatchers do like the crinkly feel of snakeskin, but presenting that as an objective fact doesn't seem right. What makes this book worth having more than other field guides isn't the field identification tips or the information about each bird, it's the introduction. Bill Thompson has done a masterful job of explaining what exactly it is that birders do and how they do it. He gives a good overview of selecting and using birding gear, how we find and identify birds, and basic birding ethics and manners. It's a fine introduction for beginners, and so it's worth it for us to have it on hand to share with newbies. But it's also a great review for those of us who consider ourselves advanced. The Young Birder's Guide is not quite perfect, but it's a good start. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.